The FAO study covers 233 countries and areas. The study found that Brazil and Indonesia have reduced their deforestation rates. The two countries had the highest loss of forests in the 1990s. In addition, the study noted tree planting programs in countries such as China, India, Vietnam, and the United States. These programs, along with natural expansion of forests in some areas, have added more than 7 million hectares of new forests each year. South America and Africa had the highest yearly loss of forests during the last 10 years. South America lost 4 million hectares. Africa lost almost 3.5 million hectares. However, Asia gained more than 2 million hectares a year in the last decade. In North America and Central America, the forest area remained about the same. In Europe, it continued to expand, but at a slower rate than earlier. Eduardo Rojas is Assistant Director General of FAO's Forestry Department. He said, for the first time, the rate of deforestation has decreased around the world. This is the result of efforts taken at local and international levels. Mr. Rojas said, countries have improved their forest policies and legislation. They have also provided forests for use by local communities and native peoples and for the protection of biological diversity. He said this is a welcome message in 2010, the International Year of Biodiversity. However, Mr. Rojas said, the rate of deforestation is still very high in many areas. He said, countries must strengthen their efforts to better protect and manage their forests. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson. You can find transcripts, MP3s, podcasts, and captioned videos at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Bob Doty.